Welcome to Parshas HaShavua. It's really good to be back. It's been a very unfortunately interesting summer. Very, very hectic, but we haven't had time or really space to post, and I was away a little bit, but I'm really happy to be back and start the Parsha podcast again. The weeks of the Parsha that we missed really dealt with the Jews coming down to Egypt, to Mitzrayim, becoming part of the Golus, the exile. And then last week, the Yidden leave Mitzrayim. And this week, of course, we have the story of the Kriyas Yamsuf, splitting of the Red Sea. And I just thought that it's very indicative of the time. We had some very dark weeks, unfortunately. We believe and we accept Hashem's will, but it's been really tough for the whole Sydney Jewish community and beyond. But we also see the hope that when the Yidden gave up hope in Mitzrayim and they didn't even want to listen to Moshe Rabbeinu because they were so entrenched and had fed up, so to speak, with the trials and the persecution of Egypt, that's when Hashem said, "You'll see now what happens." So we need to, and now we read about it in the Parsha. So let's hope that we'll come from the really, really deep darkness to amazing light. I wanted to share with you two ideas on the Parsha. The first is a kliyokar at the beginning of this week's Parsha. Parsha tells us, Vayhi b'shalach, when Paroi sent the nation, and Hashem did not lead them to the land of Plishtim. So let's just read the words here. It says, Vayhi b'shalach Paroi es ha'om, the nation. And Hashem did not take them through the way of Plishtim, which was a more direct way, even though it was close. Because Hashem said, Pen yunochim ha'om, because maybe the nation will give up when they see war, and they'll just go back to Mitzrayim if they get attacked, and it'll be at the end of the redemption. So what did Hashem do? Hashem took the the nation, through the Yamsuf, through the Red Sea, which ultimately had to split. The Chamushim Olu B'nei Yisrael, and the B'nei Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim, Chamushim, armed from Egypt. So look, Yaakov raises a number of questions, and he says the following. He says that, why does it use the word nation three times? It doesn't say when Hashem sent the B'nai Yisrael. Hashem said the nation. And Hashem didn't take the nation through Plishtim. He took them through Yamsuf and so on. So why the nation? And then suddenly when it talks about them coming out being armed, it says Ha'om. It says B'nai Yisrael, the Jewish people. Why? Second of all, what does it mean they came out armed? In fact, there's a medrash that says that each one came out with five weapons. Five weapons. What does that mean? It came out with five weapons. First of all, isn't it bizarre that every single Jew should have the same amount of weapons? Second of all, they weren't exactly trained in weaponry. So what does it mean? They came out trained. Why do they need it? And if you say they didn't need it because you have to do something naturally, okay, a little bit of arms here and there, but only things that they could use, they were pretty amateur. So what does it all mean? And why, when it talks about arms, does it say B'nai Yisrael? And he quotes the Medrash that it says that the Yidden came out Chamushim. Chamushim means armed, the clay Zion with weaponry. Now the word of weaponry is clay Zion. Zion means seven. Now what's interesting is Chamushim has a number five, Chamish, and Zion has a number seven. Says the Likiyakar, a very novel pshat in the whole thing. He said, we're not talking about physical weaponry, we're talking about spiritual weaponry. The Yidden came out of Mitzrayim. They needed to go towards, the goal was to go towards Matan Torah, the giving of the Torah. The giving of the Torah. However, when they came out of Mitzrayim, that was the goal, but they weren't yet ready. And therefore, when they came out of Mitzrayim, although that was the moment of redemption, they became intrinsically and spiritually free, but they were still a bit like other nations. When Paroi sent them, they were just a nation, another nation. And Hashem didn't take that nation through Plishtim, and Hashem took them through a different route. But when they came to Kriyas Yamsuf, they became B'nai Yisrael. Why? They became ready to get the Torah. The Torah is our protection, the Torah is our weapons. And that's why he says, V'chamushim, they came up with spiritual arms. Chamush is five books of the Torah. Or Zion, weaponry, which is seven. Because the Torah, we know, he says two ideas here. He says the Torah is split into five books, but according to the Gemara, we can actually split the Torah into seven books. Because in Parshas Bamidbar, there's a part in the middle, which we sing every time we take out the Torah, Vayehi bin Soya Ha'orein, where we find that there's an upside down Nun before and upside down Nun after, and some interpret that that piece is a separate book of the Chumash, which means Bamidbar is really split into three, from the beginning of Bamidbar till Vayehi bin Soya, Vayehi bin Soya itself, and then from after Vayehi bin Soya till the end. So the Chumash is either five or seven. Or he says, maybe it's a reference to Torah and Tefillah. Torah is the five books of the Chumash. Tefillah is Sheva Bayoyim and Altichah. We know we make seven brachas every day. The brachas of Shema, right? There are three brachas. We say two brachas before Shema in the morning and one after. And in Ma'ariv, we say two before Shema, two after Shema. That's the seven brachas we say of Tefillah every day. And that's the weapons of the Jewish people. He says, why? Because when Yidden came to Mitzrayim, Yidden needed, it wasn't just enough to leave Mitzrayim. When Yidden left Mitzrayim, they needed a certain ingredients, a few ingredients, to be ready for the Torah. They needed full emunah, and that's what it says by Yamsuf. It says, by Yaminu b'Hashem v'Moshe Avdoi, that Hashem, they believed in Hashem and Moshe, his servant. They needed to see full miracles to inculcate their emunah. They needed to go into a midbar and understand the humility of being in it. They needed a lot of things in order to prepare for giving the Torah. And therefore, as they came to the experience of Yamsuf, the Torah switches from the word Om nation and starts to call them Bnei Yisrael, because now the Yidden were starting to become ready for Matan Torah, because of the Chamushim, they were armed with the five books of the Chumash, with the seven brachas of Tefillah, and they were ready to receive the Torah. That's a beautiful idea that the Kli Yakar points out. Just want to point out, of course, that there is another pshat in the word Chamushim. It doesn't mean armed at all. It means a fifth. Chamushim, as the Medrash tells us, that only a fifth of the Jewish people wanted actually to come out of Egypt. Those were the only people that actually came out of Egypt, and the rest died in the plague of darkness. However, we are taught that Mashiach comes as different, because this was all before the giving of the Torah. But when the Geulah Asido comes, the Mashiach comes, every Yid will go out of Golus, because intrinsically after Matan Torah, we are now intrinsically part of the Jewish nation, and there's no escape route, there's no denying it, there's no way out. We are definitely going to be part of the future redemption. I want to point out a little thing, maybe not such a little thing, but there is a part of the Beshalach which is not so much to do with the story of Kriyas Yamsuf, but the story of the mon, the manna that fell from heaven. Very, very powerful story. And in fact, there's some people that learn, say, Parshas Haman this week or today, Tuesday, of the Parshalach, it's a Zgula for Parnasa, all these different things. It's a very, very sort of amazing story about the man falling from heaven to give the Jewish people food. There's a longer talk from the Lubavitcher Rebbe. I'm just going to extract a point, the essence of what he says, and it's a longer discussion about the man and what it teaches us. And an idea comes out of there the following. The man was a lesson in bitachon, a lesson in complete trust in Hashem. Complete trust in Hashem. Because one of the mitzvahs of the man was that when the man fell each day, you eat it, you eat the whole piece, you don't leave over, and you have nothing for tomorrow. And you have full trust in Hashem that the food will come from Him. And this is powerful bitachon. This is the munna bitachon that the Jewish people lived, to understand that our parnasa comes from Hashem, and that was symbolized in the mon. Now, we find with the mon two opposite expressions. One pasuk that describes the mon in Chumash is Hinini mamtir lochem. Hashem says, I'm going to rain down, a reference to rain, calls the mon rain. I'm going to rain down the food from heaven. At the same time, there's an emphasis in the mon where it talks about dew, tal. That we know that when the mon fell, there was dew fell first, the mon, and then dew on top. Which is one of the reasons on Shabbos, which we do things to remember the mon, there's a tablecloth underneath the challah, there's the challah, like symbolizing the mon, and then there's a cover over the challah, one of the reasons. Now, dew and rain are very different. Dew is not dependent on what we do at all. Hashem sends dew down. It completes completely from Hashem. Rain, of course, also comes from Hashem, but rain depends on, as we know, rain is a symbol of doing something to get the response of rain. It's about the water evaporating from the earth, and then the response is that the rain comes down. In Judaism, in the spiritual sense, it's when Hashem gives us something, even though we've done nothing, and we don't need to do anything for it, Hashem just gives it to us, whether it's inspiration or physicality, physical blessings. And the rain represents, that's the dew, and the rain represents, now when we do something and we create a vessel, we work for it and Hashem responds, or we do something extra to serve Hashem and Hashem responds with amazing blessing. Now, the Mon, we say, was, on the one hand, was a complete lesson in Emunah to teach us that actually what we do doesn't really make any difference. Hashem wants us to make the vessel. Hashem wants us to work nowadays. But really, we have to remember that everything comes from Hashem. It's all Mon. In fact, that's why when we bench after eating, we say the first bracha was actually made by Moshe Rabbeinu to thank Hashem for the Mon. And yet we do it now for food that comes from the earth, not from the Mon, because we remember that everything's from the Mon. Everything is really Mon, right? And this is the lesson that the Yidden had to learn when they went into Israel, when they started to plow the fields and to plant the fields with vegetables and so on, that really that's what we need to do, and that's the natural vessel, but it's all from Hashem. And that's why the Mon on the one hand was something that was like tal, it was like dew. We did nothing for it. We just sat back and let Hashem rain down the food send down the food every single day. And yet, like dew, and yet Hashem calls it rain. Because we do find in the Mon some effort that needed to be done, some human effort that was necessary. The Gemara tells us that it wasn't that simple. Not everyone's Mon fell just outside their tent. Some it fell further away. If they weren't such big tzaddikim, if they were more wicked, it fell even further. They had to go look for it. Not everyone got exactly the same Mon. Tzaddikim got it ready to eat. Others had to process it a bit. So there was some human effort that was necessary. Why? If Mon was just this complete symbol of Emunah and Bitochan that Hashem just gives us everything, the dew symbol is much more powerful. And here's what he says, and this is so important. We alluded to it just a few minutes ago, but let's break it down and unpack it properly. When we work for our food, when we work for our parnasa, and we're successful, and Hashem gives us the gift of parnasa, when we work for it, as much as we learn, we always somehow subtly attribute it to our effort. And the Mon, obviously, was given in such a way where it was impossible to attribute to our effort because there was no effort involved. Hashem just sent it from heaven. But that, if that would have remained just like that, without any effort, it would have defeated the whole purpose. The purpose of Mon falling down was to prepare Jews when they go into Israel. And they have to plow the field, and they have to plant the field, and they have to work, and they have to make effort, and they have to negotiate with customers, and all that part of human effort to earn a living. We still have to remember that all of that is just because Hashem wants us to create that vessel. It is like Mon. Hashem, it is all from Hashem. It's not the plowing that brings the bread. It's not the planting that brings the bread. It's Hashem's blessing. Hashem says he wants to do it after we make some sort of contribution of plowing and planting and so on, and by extension, all other business negotiations and meetings and effort and looking for a job, which we have to do. That's because Hashem said so. Hashem wants us to bring him in, even to the nature of the world. But the Mon has to teach us. So how does the Mon teach us? But the Mon was no effort. That's why Hashem does have an aspect of effort in it. Hashem made it. It's a little bit like rain. He said, no, you know what? You're going to have to do something. You have to go get it. You have to process it maybe in different ways. There's a little bit of effort because we have to remember that the Mon wasn't just the Mon. The Mon was a foundation for the future where we will have to put in lots of effort. And even then we need to know that it's all Mon falling from heaven. So I wish you a very good Shabbos. The Shabbos, of course, is called B'Shalach Parshas Shabbos Shira, Shabbos of Song, followed by on Sunday Tu B'Shvat, Festival of the Fruit, all representing Hashem's blessings and Hashem's happiness, and happiness to serve Hashem. We should only have good things and happiness and simcha all the time. Have a good Shabbos.